Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yeah, this is Robert Porter. This makes the third time I've called y'all and told you to cancel whatever it all is. I don't even know what it's about. And the last time I called y'all, they said they was going to cancel and put the money back in my account. And that never happened.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. Verify your address for security purposes.
It's 186 Grove Street.
Thank you.
27014.
Okay. All right, let's see what happened here. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see it has been canceled out. Did you take a survey and pick out an iPad to win through a contest entry?
No, I didn't.
All right, did you receive anything?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, usually that's how this is signed up for. And then once you do that survey, it automatically enrolls you into a meal planning app subscription. And it's $59.89 a month. So that's why you have that charge in your account. But you said you had called in and you thought it was canceled. Let's see.
Well, I called in last month. Went through the same thing. And they said they were going to cancel it and put the money back in my account. And that never happened. I mean, I can't afford this money. I mean, coming out of my check all the time.
Yes, sir. Let me see. Looks like here, let's see when it was canceled out. Yeah, I'm not sure who you spoke with. It was actually just canceled whenever you spoke with a representative, so I'm not sure what happened with that part. All right. So have you called your financial institution? Did you call us when you saw the charges?
Call my finance. About
that means
what?
your card holder. Did you contact them or did you just call us back when you got billed again?
I called y'all back when I got billed again.
Okay. Well, like
and
I said,
they said last time I called. I mean, this is the third time I called y'all. The first time
Are
they said,
serious?
Okay, we're going to cancel it. The second time I called y'all, they said, well, we're going to cancel it and put it back in your account. And this time, I mean, you know,
none of that is showing.
I can't afford this money coming out of my bank all the time.
Yeah, sorry to apologize. Yeah, like I said, I'm not seeing any of that information. It's actually showing as if you just called in today and then she canceled it before transferring you over to me. I do apologize for that. But we'll go ahead and file the fraud. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
I don't know nothing about it.
Okay.
I'm the only one that lives here.
One second. Give me one second. I'll have to put this in for you. It looks like that last one is pending. Let me see if it'll let me do the other one.
I called in there last month and canceled it. I thought, well, it's all over and done with, you know.
Mm.
I kept watching my bank account, you know, to be back at my account.
Uh-huh.
It never went back in my account or nothing. I mean,
yeah, that's because it was never canceled. And for some reason, I don't know who you talked to, they didn't put anything on your account. It's just like you're calling in today.
Well,
all right, give me one second.
Well, what's going on? If they're not canceling, what, you know?
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure who you spoke with. Like I said, there's no nothing, no notes, anything on your account except for today.
Well, this is the same thing I went through last month. I mean, they said, well, yeah, we're going to cancel it. We're going to do this, that, and this, that, and this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put it back in your account.
Well, I'm going to make sure that's done for you. Give me one second.
and this makes two a month just come out. It should be put back in my account because I done canceled this.
That's what I'm doing for you now. Give me 1 second.
Like I say, it's the same thing I went through last month. They took out and sat and tick-tocked on the computer and said they was going to take care of it for me. And here I am again this month calling y'all.
I'm so sorry about that. I promised you were going to get it taken care of this time. Like I said, I wish I knew who you spoke with, but they didn't put anything on your account.
Shouldn't be anything on the account. It should be just canceled across it, and that'd be it. The woman I talked to last night, she said, well, in five to seven days, it'll be back in your account. Well, I took that and waited 8 days and checked it. It wasn't on there.
Okay. So we did go ahead and get everything taken care of. So this time your account has been canceled. That means they will not be anything in the future. Now, that those two refunds, give it 3 to 5 business days to go on your MasterCard. Even if you cancel, that's fine. It'll still go back on there. Did you want to write down the cancellation number?
Well, I wish I'd have kept the cancellation number the last time.
That's what I was about to ask you. Did they give you a cancellation number last time?
Yeah, they gave me one, but I forget where I put it.
Oh, okay. Just let me know when you're ready. I'll give it to you so you'll have it in case you need to call back in for the refund.
I was looking to see if I could find it. No, I don't know where.
No, you're fine. Just write this one down. You don't have to find it because they never canceled it anyway, so.
Okay. Okay. What's the number?
All right. It's C as in Charlie.
C.
It's 920. 468-904.
Okay, I want to make sure I keep this number.
Yeah, definitely keep that number. Like I said, that is a cancellation number. Like I said, give those two refunds 3 to 5 days to reflect on your MasterCard. And then if you don't see it, just call us back and give them that number to pull up the account for you.
Okie doke. See what happens. I used to have them two withdrawals going to be back in my account in 2 to 7 days.
3 to 5 days, yes.
Oh, 3 to 5. So that's $59. Twice. So what would that be?
Let me see. It'll be $59.89 plus $49.89. Be $109.78, but of course there'll be separate charges.
$109.78.
But it's gonna be separate. It's not gonna show up like that. It'll show up, the $59.89 and then the $49.89.
Okay, $59.89. That'll be one time and then no. What?
$49.89.
Well, how's going to be $10 difference in there?
Because the first time you were billed $49.89, and then the second time they billed you $59.89.
The but this will all go back in at the same time, or just be different amounts?
No, it should go back. All of it should go back on there at the same day, whenever it's refunded for those two amounts.
Yeah, but that's what I said. It'll be the two different amounts, though.
Yeah, the two that you just wrote down, yes.
Okay, I wrote down the number this time. If anything happens, I'll call back in there and see what's going on. Because, like I say, I've canceled this. This makes the third time.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I do apologize for that, but we definitely got you canceled out this time, so you don't need to worry about any other charges.
Okay. Thank you a lot.
All right, you're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. Okay,